Oh, the tiger. Well, we have to talk about him now.
But what?
There's a guy in the...
What
a tiger.
Yeah. The aptly named The Tiger.
I guess we don't need to be in the chat room if they can't hear
no.
us.
No. We really don't.
Well, we could just lord it over them the whole time. This podcast is so awesome. I cannot believe you guys could not hear this podcast.
Classy as always.
See, I like it's like a podcast that doesn't record.
Does it even exist?
Well, they say it does.
I don't get it. I mean, I have a lot of conversations with my friends that I just don't really show notes for. So, I mean,
I don't call it a podcast and I don't do show notes for most of my conversations with
friends. Missing out. I have had some good conversations.
John, do you prepare opening statements for all of your personal conversations?
No, and only some podcasts. I don't have one for this one. My first comment about one of the games, but it's not like
it's an opening statement.
No Robert's Rules of Order here. This is not the Nuremberg Trials.
Counselor.
I have huge amounts of notes in these things. We're not going to have enough time.
You guys are the gamers anyway. I'll record my part later and insert it.
Just sit back and bask.
That is very interesting, John. It surprises me that you would say that.
Oh, good point, John. Dan, what do you think?
That's enough from Dan. Let's go back to John.
Jason Snell soundboard.
Yep. I don't think about it every time I'm editing an episode. So, Dan, what do you think? That again. All right. What about you, Steve?
What about you?
You need to have the Steve names as a separate tree. Sound item.
Yeah, it's a phone tree.
What about you,
Steve?
John Siracusa?
Steve? Press 1 to hear
John
more from
Siracusa.
Steve.
It's like the baseball announcing on MLB Live or whatever.
That's right. That's right, Steve. That's exactly it. Now
John.
Betting.
John. Siracusa.
Siracusa.
Where the intonation is just not quite right.
Not quite human.
Number 35.
Yes. Rated
Boy,
R.
Siracusa
is playing at.
Really hit that one hard.
Oh, the best one I had from the call in the movie phone was Godzilla, starring Matthew Broderick and Gene Reno. That one still gets me every time.
Rated PG-13 is playing at.
Also, the movie phone guy, also the only guy to ever be excited by saying Batman and Robin.
People were excited about that for about 30 seconds. Till the bat nipples came out.
Too excited.
Like, oh.
Movie phone guy. Put the bat nipples back.
Here it comes. I hear it coming.
Wait.
Ooh, that was
wait for it.
Boom.
Although technically you should move this earlier in the podcast because we already spoiled the fact that it's not a haunted house. Unreliable narrator and the sister doesn't commit suicide.
Who said all
and,
those
you've
things.
Ruined it for everyone,
yeah.
John.
Right. Yeah, John. Yeah.
Maybe I'll move it earlier. Just for you, yeah. John.
But, oh, yeah. But
okay,
anyway,
so we're free. We're free and clear now.
The fog.
So now I sound like Steve, too? Is that how it's going?
Apparently so.
I get confused. It's easy.
It's because you make such good points, John.
I like Steve better.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our video game episode. We should probably do more of these. We say that every time, I think. But I we need more games like these to play, I think.
Do we, Jason, we talked about doing what are you playing?
Yeah, so, but we've already been going for like an hour and a half, so we're not going to do that.
Screw you.
Why am I playing other games?
That was the one
Jason.
Thing he actually prepared for last week.
Put it all in the after dark.
I did homework. That's not true. I played games and enjoyed
all right. Them. Well, I can stick it in. I don't care. I don't know when we're going to do another video game episode, so maybe we should just go ahead.
Let's do this thing.
You could split this into two if you wanted. Are you worried about having episodes in the bank?
Yeah, not that worried.
Eat it, Syracuse.
I got
your anti-gaming bias has been evident from the start.
Eat it, Syracuse. No, I already have the schedule is totally stacked. So, but you're right. So I'll post this, and then next week I'll fall through, and I'll be very sad. But all right.
Yeah, I would have made Brothers go first and Gone Home go
like
second.
Chess
Gone Home
it.
Is the more cerebral
backseat podcast editing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't reorder them now, but
that's... I played Brothers first, and I was all set to talk about how it was not a game, but an animated movie with a glorified pause and play button.
How is that not a game? That had so many gamey moments and gamey things that you had to do.
Put and then
grab
I played
over here, grab over there.
Then I played Gone Home, and all was
but a bunch of static screens where you click on certain spots. Boy, that's a game.
No. I think that I had the same experience you did, John, where I just blasted through the thing and didn't die and wondered where the game was.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Like, if I could go back and do the podcast and get a good ending, I would try to reemphasize that people should play Brothers. I think it's worth playing. I mean, I think more than Steve, I think it's, you know, you should play that game. It's good. It's not
I highly recommend people play it. I think the art was gorgeous, although generic. And in fact, I thought it was nice that they placed benches at random areas just so you could sit down and enjoy the scenery.
Oh, Jason, the benches. You have to cut this part in. The benches, Jason. I managed not to make any menstrual cycle jokes into the. Yeah, but see if you can find some place for that. I had that in the notes. I have too many notes. So seriously, like the notes for Brothers just goes on. I gave you the original version.
I'm the opposite of John.
I didn't even make the eco connection. I just thought it was, hey, look at our cool polygons. Take a moment. Enjoy what we crafted for you. I mean,
scenery.
You
know,
it's pretty, right?
Know what they were trying
to usually do. It showed you where to go, too. That was the thing I use. It's like, oh, okay, I need to get down there.
How could you not know where to go? All you got to do is press the trigger and the kid points the direction.
That's true.
Yeah, or just run forward the only way you can run.
Until you hit an invisible wall and then scrape your body along the invisible wall.
Let us show you what you're about to experience. Because it was usually looking forward. There were a couple places where it was like looking back, but it was usually like...
They were showing you the scenery and everything, but like to try to make it be a relaxing interlude, you can't have me tensing both my I'm tensing both my fingers the whole game playing leap this, leap that, jump there. Like the interlude.
Were you accidentally playing the Wii version? Is that I don't understand what's going on? Were you standing during all this?
No. Just I mean, it's like Shadow of the Colossus. You're supposed to be
Brothers
you're
Connect
supposed
edition.
To be, you know.
Brothers for Connect. Yeah, exactly. You have to use
at the end. You have to stab your partner.
You have to actually physically bury.
The burying sequence is real rough. There.
Toss the
dirt.
The thing that from Eco that I liked that they kept in was the fact that you could still see the stuff that you'd where you'd been, which was like my favorite part of Eco, the fact that you'd look back and go, oh, I remember when I was back there. That seemed like it was four hours ago.
It was like so much
looking
more
down and seeing that damn bulldog still running around down there.
Stupid dog.
They had to do it on PlayStation 2. Why everything was bricks, because it's the only texture they had, and they liked it.
All right. Good night, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wait, before you go, I have a list of things that I'd like to...
Is there going to be a flash cast this week?
About what?
I don't know. We need a flash cast. You only spent 3 hours on a podcast.
Yeah.
A baseball game of some kind?
Only one podcast this week. Next week, two sessions, so I can get ahead one, because it makes me really paranoid when I don't have one in the can.
I was surprised you, because what did you do? Did you release the D&D one you pushed that one out as a bonus?
He bonused it.
Yeah.
Oh, but that could have been your backlog. That could have been, you know,
It was my backlog for about 2 months.
Yeah, I think by making it a bonus,
you thought you were holding it too long? You're like,
I decided I needed to post it.
Well, so then we can play the next one, right?
Yeah, right.
And the backlog pun just slipped away from me there. But yeah, it was a bonus.
It'll come back.
No, I hope not.
It'll surf. It'll back up and surface again.
We'll pieces see. Of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It's been a pleasure.
I'm gonna go play.
This
Eco
podcast
now.
Is over.
This podcast is over. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Drive safely.
Bye, guys.